is 6 o'clock. Cindy, we only have one person lined up. You want me to go ahead and open this officially?
Yes, we have to open it.
Okay.
Just read the script, and if nobody else comments, then you can go off.
Okay. Good evening. The public hearing has now started. Please open the public record. My name is Rebecca Smith. I'm an environmental program specialist in the Division of Air Quality, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Today's date is October 15, 2020. It is 6:01 p.m. in Alaska. The purpose of today's public hearing is to receive testimony on proposed regulation amendments to Alaska Administrative Code Title 18, Chapter 50, to change regulations on air quality and the Serious State Implementation Plan, SIP, for the Fairbanks North Star Borough, FNSB, non-attainment area. The proposed technical amendments are needed to demonstrate that the SIP will meet the annual 5% reduction in federal emission requirements identified in the Clean Air Act. The proposed regulation revisions include the following. 18 AAC 50030 is proposed to be amended to adopt revisions to the State Air Quality Control Plan. These revisions include revisions in Volume 2, Section 3.D.7, Fairbanks North Star Borough Fine Particulate Matter Serious State Implementation Plan. Amending Section 3.D.7.4, Ambient Air Quality Data and Trends, by adding subsection 3.D.7.4.6. Amending Section 3.D.7.5, PM2.5 Network and Monitoring Program, by adding subsection 3.D.7.5.1. Amending Section 3.D.7.6, Emission Inventory, by amending subsection 3.D.7.6.1.1 and adding subsection 3.D.7.6.6, amending section 3.D.7.7 control strategies by adding subsection 3.D.7.7.12, amending section 3.D.7.8 modeling by adding subsection 3.D.7.8.14. Repealing and readopting Section 3.D.7.9, Attainment Demonstration 2024. Repealing and readopting Section 3.D.7.10, Reasonable Further Progress and Quantitative Milestones. Amending Section 3.D.7.11, Contingency Measures. Amending Subsection 3.D.7.11.1 by adding and renumbering subsections 3.D.7.11.2 and 3.D.7.11.3. Amending Section 3.D.7.12 Emergency Episode Plan by amending subsection 3.D.7.12.2 and Table 7.12-1, 7.12-5, and 7.12-6. Repealing and readopting Section 3.7.14, Conformity and Motor Vehicle Emission Budget. Amending Volume 3, Appendix to Volume 2, Section 2, to incorporate the proposed regulations after public review and comment. This appendix within the State Air Quality Control Plan contains the state's air quality regulations. Amending Volume 3, Appendix to Volume 2, Section 3.D.7, to incorporate supporting documentation for proposed amended sections of the Fairbanks North Star Borough PM2.5 listed above. Today's hearing does not include a forum for questions and answers. Additional information on the proposed regulations and public comment options, including how you can provide comments and questions online, can be found at the following web address, www.dec.alaska.gov/air/ANPMS/communities/FBKS-PM2-5-proposed-regulations. There is no requirement to provide both oral and written testimony. All testimony is treated equally. Your testimony may include questions for the department regarding the proposed regulations. All questions received before October 19, 2020 at 11:59 p.m., either in writing or in this public hearing, will be answered. Answers will be posted on our website before the close of the public comment period. At this point, I would like to state who is in attendance from DEC staff. We have me, Rebecca Smith, Commissioner Jason Bruni, Cindy Heil, Alice Edwards, and Adeyemi Alimi. At this point, we have one person from the public who has indicated that she wants to provide testimony and one person in listen-only mode. If the person in listen-only mode changes their mind and wishes to provide testimony, you will need to log, hang up the phone and call back into the system, and they will put you back into the system in the proper order. We value your participation in the public comment process. Your input at this hearing is one of the principal ways to contribute to our decision-making process. Your comments may influence the final regulations and will help us to better serve you and other Alaskans. People have signed in. If you have registered to just listen in, as I stated, and you later decide you want to provide comment, just please hang up and call back into the system. Testimony will be taken in the order in which you have registered into the digital witness system. Anyone who is online and has signed in before 7:30, when the hearing is scheduled to close, will be given the opportunity to testify in case we run over. All testimony will be accepted during the public hearing, but it won't be addressed until after the close of our public comment period, which closes on October 29, 2020 at 11:59 p.m. You may deliver or mail comments to the attention of the Department of Environmental Conservation, Division of Air Quality, P.O. Box 111800, Juneau, Alaska, 99811-1800, attention Rebecca Smith. You may fax them to 907-465-5129. You may email them to dec.air.comment@alaska.gov. You may also submit comments online to our online comment system at https://dec.alaska.gov/applications/air/airtoolsweb, spelled AIRTOOLSWED, /formal comments altogether. Directions on how to do that are also on the website that previously provided, and I will provide that again at the end if need be. At this time, we have one person who is interested in providing testimony. Generally, we have a 3 to 5 minute limit, 3 minutes for individuals, 5 minutes for somebody representing an organization or a business. Not sure we particularly need to limit at this point, although I assume that people are fairly contained in what they intend to say. So as I call you from the sign-up list, please state your name and spell it for our transcriptionist. And the organization that you represent, and also provide our mailing address for the record. And please, as I call you from the sign-up list, wait a couple of seconds until so that the LIO staff has a chance to unmute you and allow all of your testimony to be heard. So at this time, I would like to call on Catherine Bollinger from PetroStar, who is our only person currently signed up for testimony. So, Catherine.
Hello. It's Catherine. Yeah, it's Catherine Bollinger. So it's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Bollinger is B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. With PetroStar Incorporated. Mailing address is 3900 C Street, Suite 802 in Anchorage, 99503. At this time, PetroStar is going to actually be submitting any of its comments in a written form. So I don't have any further testimony. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Nope, that's fine. You can send them to any of those places. No, you know.
Thank you.
I know you know how to do this. We have gotten comments before, so we
Thank
will
you.
Look for those. Thank you. This is Rebecca. I did mean to mention that if anybody listening prefers to listen online rather than on the phone via your computer, you can go to the LIO's live stream webpage to do that, and you can access that at www.akl.tv. And then click on the link for the live stream there. I'm going to go on mute for now, and I will wait to see if anybody else calls into the system, and I will just touch base every few minutes, in addition to which the maintenance staff is vacuuming, so I'm going to mute you all. Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith, the hearing officer for the hearing on the Fairbanks SIP amendments. I see we have a new member of the public who has joined us and has indicated that she would like to provide testimony. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi. Yeah.
I can go through the whole spiel again, or I can just give you the floor and just ask that as you start your testimony, if you could say and spell your name and the organization you represent, if any, and then provide your address for our transcriptionist. And then
sure.
At this point, you're welcome to just start doing testimony unless you would like any of the introductory stuff. I at the end, I will provide the address, the web address, where the information about this package can be found, which also provides the ways that in which you can provide written comments if you want.
Yeah, and I probably will. Thank you. No, you don't need to go over this spiel again.
Okay.
I was listening online, and
okay.
I had not actually – I had originally just thought I would give my comments privately, then I decided with all the dead air time that I would at least call in and give it some lip service. My name is Barbara Haney, BarbaraHaney. I live at 520 North Freeman Road, North Pole, Alaska. And thank God I live outside the attainment area, the problem area. But I live close enough to the containment area that a lot of this will affect me in one way or another. I'm calling as my own self, but I happen to work with the public a lot and have done what I can to try to give some light or attention to what's going on. You guys have done phenomenal work. It was a lot of hard work. You've got some great stuff. The problem I'm having is, first off, now I get how quick and easy it is to adopt regulation by referring to certain documents. I get it. I understand it's easier to do it that way, particularly with issues that are as complicated as this. But the vast majority of the people do not understand what you're doing. They really don't. They don't understand. And my major fear of what's going to happen is in 6 months to a year from now, something's going to pop up out of this thing and going to bite us in the backside, and we're going to be blindsided. And what I really wish the department would do, and you don't have to do anything, but I think if you really want to get some public feedback, is you might want to put together a presentation that kind of goes down into the details of what these regulations mean. Because for the average person right now, they have no idea what all this means. I think a lot of people are not aware that some of the wood stoves that they're using right now are not meeting the EPA standard. I think a lot of people are scrambling, trying to figure out where their catalyst is and where is it at on their wood stove and how do I make sure it's clean and what the heck is it? And there's a lot of people who are just basically confused. They think, well, I spent all this money on a wood stove at Woodway or whatever way, and gosh, we thought it was, you know, it has these EPA regulations, and it's going to turn out now I have to replace it? What? I think there's a lot of things that people may not be thinking through the ramifications of what this all means. I mean, there's some things with these regulations that have to do with the buying and selling of their home and what kind of wood stove is in there. And I think a lot of real estate agents probably aren't even aware of that. That's going to have an impact on the real estate market. So I guess you guys have done a lot of work. You've done yeoman's work on this, and I applaud you for it. But I think a lot of people don't understand all the details of what these regulations. I mean, not everybody has the opportunity to sit down and spend 2 or 3 days just reading through all this stuff. And even if they did, they're not going to, a lot of them are not going to have a grasp of what this means for them. And so I would encourage you folks to think about doing some kind of PowerPoint presentation or some kind of video or some kind of something that to bring this down to the level of the average person who's living this, okay? Because while I'm not in the containment area, you know, things can change. And boy, would my life change if I was in the containment area. And I can just see, you know, just as I drive home, various people that I know, and they don't even know this is going on. You know, I try to tell them, I said, well, they're dropping a bunch of stuff by reference. I don't know where all that stuff is. I said, well, it's all through the website. I got to go to work. I can't sit and read all this stuff. Okay? And that's the truth. People are working. They don't have time to read this stuff. You know? It's not their life. Their life is doing other things. So I would encourage you guys, because you've done such wonderful work, to take the time and do some presentations and really bring it down to the level that the actual Joe, Jane, Alaskan can understand. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. And I think if you did, I think you'd be getting a whole lot more feedback on these regulations. Now I'll go back to listen mode. Thank you very much for your time. And like
Thank
I said, you,
you
guys did tremendous work. You just need to take that next step now and make it something that people can understand outside of Juno. Thank you.
Thank you. This time we don't have anyone else queued up for testimony, so I will go to mute, and if I will touch base in a few minutes, and then if we get anybody else logging into the system, I will come back on, and we will take more testimony. this is Rebecca Smith with the Fairbanks North Scarborough Air Quality Control Public Hearing. At this time, we still have no one else queued up to provide additional testimony, but I wanted to remind people that if you are either on the phone line or listening through the live stream, if you've changed your mind and you wish to provide testimony instead of just listening in, if you're on the phone line, please hang up and call back in to the phone line so that they can get you into the system. Additionally, if anybody listening on the live stream wishes to provide testimony, please call in to the LIO phone line, and we can get you into the queue. With that, I'll go back to mute, and we can all listen to silence. Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith. We are still here with the Fairbanks North Scarborough Air Quality Control public hearing with DEC. At this time, we do not have anyone else queued to provide testimony, but I wanted to remind anyone on listen-only mode that if you would like to provide testimony, please either hang up and dial back into the LIO system, or if you are listening through the live stream, please dial into the LIO system, and you may get in the queue to provide testimony if you would like to. evening. This is Rebecca Smith with the Department of Environmental Conservation with the Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Control public hearing. Update, we do not have anybody else queued for testimony. For those of you in listening mode, either on the LIO system or through the live stream, if you would like to provide testimony, please call into the LIO system. If you're already in the phone system, hang up and call back in. If you are in any place other than Anchorage or Juneau, you may call the 800 number at 1-844-586-9085. If you're calling from Anchorage or an Anchorage number, please dial 907-563-9085. May or may not need the 907. You are calling from Juneau or a Juneau phone number, I dial 907-586-9085. Otherwise, I will go back on mute and wait to see if anybody else queues up for testimony. We will keep this hearing open until 7:30, our posted time for the hearing. So if anybody changes their mind at any point between now and 7:30, please feel free to get into the LIO system and we will take your testimony. Thank you. Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith with the Department of Environmental Conservation with the Fairbanks North Starborough Air Quality Control Plan public hearing. We still have nobody else queued for providing testimony, but for those who are in listen-only mode, if you have changed your mind and you would like to provide testimony, please feel free to dial into the Legislative Information Office. Statewide, if you are anywhere other than Anchorage or Juneau, the number is 1-844-586-9085. If you are in Anchorage, the phone number is 907-563-9085. If you are in Juneau, the number is 907-586-9085. We will keep this hearing open until 7:30 in case anybody would like to provide testimony by then. Otherwise, I'm going to go back on mute and await anyone else signing in to provide testimony. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith with the Department of Environmental Conservation, Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Control Plan public hearing. We still have no one else in the queue to provide testimony, but I'd like to remind people that if they would like to provide testimony and they're in listen-only mode, you may dial into the Legislative Information Office statewide, except for Juneau or Anchorage. Please dial 1-844-586-9085. If you are in Anchorage or on an Anchorage phone number, please dial 907-563-9085. If you are in Juneau or on a Juneau phone number, please dial 907-586-9085. Hearing will remain open until 7:30, in case anybody changes their mind before that point. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith with the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Fairbanks North Starborough Air Quality Control Plan public hearing. In about 5 minutes after I conclude this part, I'll come back online and provide concluding remarks and give you the address where you can, the email, the web address where you can find the information about this proposal. So if you, between now and then, would like to provide testimony, please call into our Legislative Information Office system. Statewide, except for Anchorage or Juneau, please dial 1-844-586-9085. If you are in Anchorage or have an Anchorage number, please dial 907-563-9085. If you are in Juneau or have a Juneau number, please dial 907-586-9085. And again, I will come back in about 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes, and do wrap up for the public hearing, which ends at 7:30. Thank you. Good evening. This is Rebecca Smith with the Department of Environmental Conservation with the Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Control Plan Proposed Amendments Public Hearing. I would like to thank everyone who participated this evening for both providing testimony and listening in. Your participation and input is a valuable part of our decision-making process at DEC as we make regulations. And the public comments we received through the hearing and additionally any we receive in writing will be part of our decision-making process. I would like to give you all the web address at which you can find the information on the proposed regulations and your public comment options, including how you may provide comments or questions online. That information can be found at the web address www.dec.alaska.gov/air/communities/fvks-pm2-5-proposed-regulation. And there are instructions on there as to where you can send comments, as well as a link to our online comment system through which we can see things online. And all public comments that we receive by the close of public comment period on October 29th at 11:59 p.m. will be part of our decision-making process. After the close of the comment period, DEC will draft a response to all public comments, and without further notice, DEC will decide to either adopt the regulations as proposed, adopt them with other provisions dealing with the same subject, or decide to take no action on the proposal. The language of the final regulations may be different from that of the proposed amendments, and then those will be posted when we get through the process. We've still got 2 minutes to go, so I will not close our public comment period quite yet. If anybody has any last minute things they want to say, quickly call the LIO system and get in line to provide additional testimony. Wait here for another minute until 7:30, and then I will officially close the public hearing. According to my clock, it is now 7:30. So this is October 15th, 2020, 7:30 p.m. in Alaska. My name is Rebecca Smith, and this hearing on the proposed amendments to the Fairbanks North Star Borough Air Quality Control Plan is now closed. Thank you. Thank you.
Your host is exiting the conference.